Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Tuesday. Runoff day. Those of you out voting, let us know what you're seeing, hearing, whatever it may be. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on the text line. Give us some intel. Not getting too much intel, so that makes me think not a whole lot of you are out there voting, but that's the way this is shaking out, a low turnout. So if you really want your vote to count, if there was ever a time in Alabama political history, your vote will count more today than it would in other elections. So go out and for my sake, let me know what's going on at the precinct. It is much appreciated. So like I said, 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program. Well, Dave Mowry join us here in about a half hour, also from 1819 News in the 11 o'clock hour, Ray Melick. So stay tuned for that. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He's a state legislator from Pike County, from Troy. But running for Secretary of State, the big day today, Wes Allen joins us on the line. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Man, we feel good. It's all come down to today. You know, we started last May 7th, 2021, and hard to believe that today's here, and we feel good about it, and looking forward to the results tonight.
This has been I wouldn't say tough, but these statewide elections are no easy feat, are they? I bet you've I know you have been all over the state. I've seen you everywhere, but particularly down our way. I would say, Representative, I've seen you not as a candidate that's not from this part of the state, coastal Alabama. I've seen you probably down here than any of them running statewide.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mobile, Baldwin, the coastal area is so important to the state of Alabama, and we've spent a lot of time down there. We spent a lot of time everywhere all over the state. We logged thousands and thousands of miles in our vehicle and met with many people along the way, and it's been such a joy. But a statewide campaign does take a lot of effort, and if you're going to do it right, and we did that from the very beginning. We made a promise to ourselves that, hey, we're going to work as hard as we possibly can to take it to the voters and ask them for their vote and to tell them our vision and about what we want to do in the Secretary of State's office and why I'm the best person for that job. And we feel very fortunate to be able to have run the type of campaign that we've had. We've had a lot of support from a lot of individuals out there. And I want to thank my family and just recognize my wife and two children, you know, because it's very taxing on a family as well. And I want to thank my church family as well, too. My First Baptist Church of Troy family in my Sunday school class. And those guys, I'm in a Sunday school class with men about my age. I'm 46. And, they've been there with me every step of the way to encourage me. So, we've done all we know to do. We left it all on the field. We ran a great campaign. It's in the Lord's hands now. And his will is perfect. And but we feel good about where we are, and we feel good about our campaign, and we feel like we're going to come out on top tonight. And just want to encourage your listeners to go out and go vote today. Take somebody with you.
And the thing about this office, I know it's down ballot and sometimes it's downplayed, but let's talk about the Office of Secretary of State. And obviously everyone thinks about it as the chief election official, and it is. It does a lot of other things, licensing and whatnot. It is, there was kind of an apparatus in state government at the executive level that there's a lot of responsibilities there. It's not a ceremonial job. It's not some kind of paper pushing job. It really matters. And I guess if you needed proof of that, I mean, look at the presence John Merrill has had over the last 7.5 years.
Man, let me tell you, the Secretary of State's office is important. It is a, if you're going to get in there as a Secretary of State, you got to work it to do it right. And, that's where, what we've been saying the whole time. There are a lot of eyeballs on these Secretaries of State races nationwide, all over the country, because of what happened back in 2020. People or our people, the state of Alabama, voters are very concerned what they saw in 2020. And they want to make sure that chaos and confusion never happens in Alabama. And they want somebody in that office, I feel, that can step in there on day one and perform. So as a former probate judge, you know my story. I've visited with you and your listeners often throughout this campaign. But it's important to have a former probate judge who has been a chief elections official. I'm the only one in this race that's been a chief elections official. There will not need to be any on-the-job training on day one when I step in there. Don't forget, as a state legislator, I'm the only one that's ever taken a vote to secure our elections. I sponsored and passed the bill to ban curbside voting, and I sponsored and passed the bill to prohibit the Zuckerberg money from ever entering our state, because private money should not be purchasing our election machines, our ballots, or paying the salaries of our officials. And if you want somebody that can do the job, do it day one, be able to take a telephone call from a probate judge all over the state about elections and understand what they're talking about, I'm the only man for the job.
Let's talk about the hot button election issue of the day. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, as a Secretary of State candidate and as a probate judge, but this question about crossover voting and what I think we're going to see in this next quadrennium, a move to close primaries in Alabama. What do you think of that? What do you think of that discussion that we're having right now?
Sure. Well, it's been disturbing to see some of the things that we've seen in the media about maybe some of the Democrats voting in our primary. And there's a reason why you join political parties, right? I mean, because you think philosophically alike. I mean, I believe in the Republican Party. It is more closely aligned with my worldview, and so I'm a part of the Republican Party. I'm the chairman of the Pike County Republican Executive Committee here in Troy. Been a lifelong Republican. I'm the only lifelong Republican in this race. I've never ran as a Democrat. But we need to certainly take a look at that issue, and we need to because I know some other states have closed their primaries. We do not need liberal Democrats voting in our primaries. We need conservative Republicans of like mind choosing our candidates.
I mean, it seems at times there is a little bit of a dilution from this, because if you do have Democrats, they don't have much to vote for in their party's primary. I get that. But they come and they vote in the Republican primary, and what they do is what in their mind and their head is the lesser of the evils, and that kind of takes away the whole point of a Republican primary and an executing type of system like that. I mean, say you're elected Secretary of State, this is what the legislature says. Do you feel like this is something that could be easily done? How would you institute a closed primary in this state?
Well, it's all according to what the law says, Jeff. If it's the legislature decide, the ALGOP, which is the state party, Alabama GOP, if they decide that's the direction they want to move with a closed primary, and I think that's probably the direction they are moving, they'll probably pass some type of resolution in the near future to send to the legislature to say, hey, this is what we want. Please pass a bill to close our primaries. We'll follow the law. I don't want to speculate on what the bill would say, what the resolution would say, but I'll do like I've done in the past. You'll just follow the law and you'll execute what's out in front of you, because the Secretary of State is not a policymaker, as you know. You've got to go out and execute the laws that are passed by the legislature, and that's what we'll do.
Well, let me ask you, I'm sure they would ask for your input, though. Would you have a recommendation? Have you even given that much thought?
Well, I don't have a comprehensive plan, Jeff, right now. It could be because we've just been so busy on the campaign trail over the last year. This issue really kind of popped up since the 24th, obviously. So, we'll have to take a look at it and look around the country and see what works, what's best practices, what's not good practices. I'm sure they would listen to the Secretary of State, get his or her, his input on what we need to be doing and as far as what could be instituted or how hard something may be to pull off. But But sure, I mean, we can speak into that, and we can look around the country to see what works and what doesn't work.
Joined by State Representative Wes Allen, candidate for Secretary of State in Alabama, for just a few more minutes here. Representative, well, what do you make of this has also come up, and it may just be a product of us having that quick turnaround from when you guys did redistricting in that special session to having the actual primary last month. But ballots being, and you know, speak to this as your experience as a probate judge, but knowing that there were ballots were given to people that, I guess, misappropriated ballots. They voted in the wrong race. This has happened clearly, I guess, documented in Etowah County and Lauderdale County. And what do you think? How does this happen? Is it just a matter of not having maybe people that are as qualified as they need to be on that board of registrars? Or is it this? Is it just that there was just such an abbreviated time that there was not enough time to get this perfect?
No, I don't think it was a time issue. We passed the district lines, you know, several months ago. It all comes down to communication, Jeff, to me, and being able to work together with your board of registrars. As far as the Secretary of State does have a role in the redistricting and getting the correct lines to the boards of registrars. But also, you know, the boards of registrars, they have a duty as well to be trained and take the job serious because, you know, voter registration is where it all starts, and making sure that the district lines, the new district lines, are inputted correctly with the software, and you've got all the precinct splits. I know that y'all have a ton of precinct splits in Mobile County. And so that means for different ballot styles. And you've got to make sure that when Jeff Poore walks into the precinct that he gets the correct ballot style for where he lives. It matters who's appointed to these boards of registrars' offices. As you know, the governor, the state auditor, and the ag commissioner each get an appointment in the county to appoint. Each get an appointment to appoint boards of registrars. You know, my opponent has appointed Democrats to the boards of registrars. You know, that's who's overseeing our voter rolls. You know, he even appointed a Democrat to a Trump county. And so I just think that's disqualifying, in my opinion. You need somebody in there that's been a lifelong Republican. You need somebody that's been in the trenches fighting for conservative values like I have, not only as election security, but also in the culture as well. And that's me. And I'll be ready day one.
I suppose if you're running to be the chief election official in the state of Alabama, you know, having whatever you could apply from being in his position, being state auditor, his appointment, he has an appointment, I guess for our listeners' sake, he gets to appoint one of the three board of registrars at each county. One goes to the ag commissioner and another goes to the governor. And yep, there are some questions have been raised about his appointments over time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you're a Republican and you're appointing Democrats, I think that's a bad problem. And especially in a Trump county. So the people of Alabama, I think, understand my qualifications. They understand my conservative credentials. They understand my experience as a former probate judge. And they understand my relationships and experience in the state house. So if I'm blessed enough to be the next Secretary of State, you know, I'll work with that legislature, which I have a ton of relationships with, to make sure that we had the strongest elections possible, the most safe, secure, and transparent elections possible in the country. And we want to lead on that effort, and we will.
Representative, we got to get out of here, get to break real quick. I guess if folks are still undecided and in this time they want to find out more about you or anything, tell them where they can look.
Yeah, so it's electwestallen.com, electwestallen.com. You can obviously find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And Jeff, just thank you for having me on so many times. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to the fine people of the coast, Mobile and Baldwin County. It's important. Please go out and vote today. Text someone. Take someone with you. Call somebody from your Sunday school class, from your civic group. It's important. The people of Alabama, I'll say this and I'll wrap up. I've been around all over the state. The people are frustrated with the direction of our country. today is a unique opportunity to go out and to have a voice in the direction of your state. And I encourage your listeners to do that. Go vote. And I ask for your listeners' vote today, Wes Allen for Secretary of State.
Wes Allen, ladies and gentlemen, our representative, thanks for making time for us, and best of luck to you today.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you.
All right, guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.